Service providers are warning that 250,000 Australians with a disability are feeling forgotten by the emergency response planning for the COVID-19 virus. The peak body National Disability Services warned Federal Human Services Minister Stuart Robert yesterday that disability providers were underprepared for the crisis, with urgent action needed to protect and retain the sector's workforce. David Moody is CEO of NDS, which represents more than 1,000 non-government service providers in the sector. David, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
Well, the Prime Minister has warned that coronavirus has changed life here in Australia. How has it already impacted life for people living with a disability?
Fran, it's had a drastic impact on the lives of people with disability already and will continue to without really quick action-focused government work and work to support our sector. The impacts we're already seeing, and we've made reference to this yesterday, is the impact on the workforce in terms of its ability to actually come to work mm-hmm. and to actually continue in gainful employment, to work safely. And where you have a workforce which is concerned about its safety, concerned about how it's going to be paid, concerned about the nature of the services it's going to be able to provide, that has implications in terms of that workforce potentially looking for jobs elsewhere.
Okay, let's talk about the workforce, because that's who you represent, the service providers.
Correct.
I think we need to remind people how reliant many people living with a disability are on their carers, are on this workforce. Give us a picture, can you, of the day in life of somebody and how they will be impacted if their carer can't come to work?
Well, first of all, I should say that people with disability, we're not talking about an homogenous group. I mean, there are a range of different disabilities. But that said, assume for a second that we're talking about a person with disability who requires 24/7 support and care. They will require support to get up in the morning, to shower, to toilet, to get ready to go out. Then they inevitably will require support in order to undertake the activities that, in the case of the NDIS, are funded through their NDIS plan. Those activities could run to participating in the community, getting out, perhaps not so much at the moment, it must be said, but certainly engaging in community participation, engaging in sometimes group activities, in day services, day programs, in undertaking employment opportunities, and a range of other things which every day Australians are looking to do. By day's end, they will require support from a support worker in order to get back to their place of residence, their home, and then over time for the rest of the evening to be supported to feed themselves and to get to bed. And then the cycle continues the following day. So for people with particularly high levels of disability, people with high intensity and complex needs, for example, their reliance upon support workers is understandably 24/7. So it's tremendously important that this workforce is supported during this period and that the providers that employ them are supported during this period to ensure that that continues rather than grinds to a halt, because the implications of that are drastic.
Well, the implications of that are life or death. So what needs to be done, in your view? I know you've met with the minister about this, to support this workforce, number one.
To support the workforce, we need undertakings from government that it will provide appropriate funding so that that workforce gets continuity of employment and can be confident that they're not going to lose their jobs by reason of the fact that people with disability are at a particular point in time, because of the pandemic, unable to access the services those support workers provide.
So does that mean if the providers are shutting down?
And it could. And in fact, one of the things that we're seeing already is, and I'm getting these calls all the time over the last week and a half, as you might imagine, we're getting all sorts of reports from around Australia of providers already doing more than just considering shutting particular services, but going down the path of doing so because they cannot make them work financially in circumstances where people with disability are unable to access them because of the pandemic.
Okay, so before they shut their doors, what provision, are they making any provision for their clients, for the people with disability?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things I'm proudest of about our sector at the moment is that the vast majority of calls are about making sure that people with disability are safe.
Right.
And in that regard, and that's another element of our call for action, making sure that people with disability are safe by ensuring there's appropriate personal protective equipment provided to the workforce in order to work safely with people with disability.
Let's talk about that because, as you say, people with disability, some have very complex needs. They could be at heightened risk of infection, so they have their own needs, but their workforce would be worried too. We already know there's a shortage of masks and other, you know, personal protective equipment. It's being prioritised for our hospitals and our nursing homes. Are you saying disability workers would require this too, and is it available?
We are saying that disability workers require it. In fact, we've been saying that for the last week and a half, 2 weeks. And that is why yesterday I was very pleased to hear Prime Minister Morrison identify disability alongside aged care and alongside health as essential services. Mm. In terms of the call we're making, Fran, all we're really asking for is action now, which recognises that disability services are essential services.
Okay, so what will that translate into? I know you met with the minister yesterday, the federal minister, Stuart Robert. The federal, state and territory disability ministers met yesterday too to deal with this planning. Did you get the commitments you wanted from governments?
That's a work in progress, I would say, Fran, in all honesty. I mean, when you have a look at the communique released by the Disability Reform Council yesterday, they're talking about ensuring appropriate consideration is given to people with disability and disability services, including access to telehealth, infection control and PPE. Mm-hmm. I personally think that disability service providers and their workforce would like a bit of a toughening up and action focus on that in that language, giving appropriate consideration to is, on one view, a world away from getting out PPE to people who need it in order to do their job.
There's some urgency to this. You know, already people with disability must be, frightened about talk of lockdowns, talk of being locked into your home, talk of, you know, food shortages. I mean, what feedback are people who are living with the disabilities, some at the extreme end, but even some with, you know, who have problems with sight and vision, what are they feeding back to you?
Certainly through our members, we're receiving reports quite regularly of people with mental illness, people with high levels of intellectual and cognitive disability in particular, feeling, and I quote, traumatised by the prospect of the pandemic and what it and their interpretation of what it means for them. So what you've got is almost a perfect storm. On the one hand, you've got the pandemic and its health implications. You've got the pandemic and its workforce and provider implications. But more, as importantly as anything, what you've got is a pandemic which is causing significant and heightened levels of anxiety amongst people with disability in the community. And there are things that we say that governments can be doing now to mitigate some of that.
All right. David, thank you very much. Thanks very much for joining us, David, and good luck.
Good on you, Fran. Thanks very much.
David Moody, Chief Executive of National Disability Services. And if you know someone or you see someone who has a problem, who clearly has some kind of level of disability, do reach out, because imagine the terror at the moment.